If you feel lost and confused in your life about what you should do, what you shouldn't do, why do you think the way you think, which thought is right, which thought is wrong, this is Brown Santa talking to you about the matters of head and your heart. Keep listening, boo-boo. I love you.
Hey everybody, it's Brown Santa here, and today's podcast I'm making is regarding, having doubts about whatever we do. Like, I'm a poet, I write poetry, and it took me a while to understand that. Like when I used to write a poem, like at that moment used to be so strong when I was writing it, and it felt like I wish I was on stage right now. I wish I was reading my poem right now. It would have been so much, like, it would have been so explosive. It would have been so impactful, you know. But like, after I was done writing, somehow a little voice in my head would start telling me it's not good enough. It's not good enough to read on stage. And then I would start second guessing my work. And then there is something really funny happens, that whenever I go and read up my poetry, like before getting up on stage, I have the, like, I feel so strongly about not going up on stage and reading my piece. Like, I feel like it's going to be a disaster. But, you know, like, throughout the time, like, I have practiced it, like, I go after what I fear the most. So, if I fear going on stage and reading my work and feel like it's not going to be enough, I just give myself a thought, like, what's the worst thing that can happen to me? Like, people are not going to like it, and that's pretty much it. And I'm not gonna die out of it. So that's the same thing happened today. Like, I was so not wanting to go up on stage because I didn't like my own piece just before going up on stage. And when I went up on stage, it just went so good. It just went so well. People received it so nicely, and people felt me much more than I expected. And I just feel much better. When it's done, it's like when you go for running, you really don't want to run because it's just not comfortable. But when you're done running, it feels good that you feel proud about yourself. So I guess the best way is to just do it. And just, you know, just get into it, despite the fact that you think it's good or not, because judging ourselves is a very natural response of our mind to shut ourselves down. The first response that we get before doing anything is fear. The fear of not being enough, not being good enough, comparing yourself with other people who are doing the same kind of work as you do, or comparing yourself with something that is totally not you. I guess sometimes I just have to tell myself, like, okay, like, I am what I am, and I am going to present myself what I am. And if somebody likes it, good. If somebody doesn't like it, it's still fine. And but the fear of me exposing myself in all of my glory, I shouldn't stop me from being who I am and showing who I am. I'm not gonna say that this fear, since I have understood this fear, that I have taken control of it. Understanding fear doesn't really give you any control. It's just a practice that the more you do, the better you get. The more you practice controlling your fear and using it as a tool, actually. Like, I challenge myself sometimes. You're like, you know what? Like, if this is something that I feel fearful of, I am going to do it no matter what. We'll see what happens, but I'm gonna do it. So, yeah, man, that's it for today, and have a great day ahead, people. God bless you all.